Darling, you got to let me know. Should I stay or should I go? If you say that you are mine, I'll be here till the end of time. So you got to let me know. Should I stay or should I go?
Hey, I'm Scott, and I'm an American in Bangkok. And I got a letter. Yes, I got a letter. Actually, this is an email. However, there is a backstory to this email. Somewhere around a year, year and a half ago, I got a letter from a guy, and he asked me to keep his little problem secret. Yeah. So we started talking back and forth. Finally, I just said, hey, listen, you know, if you want to meet up, you can meet up, but, you know, it's you're asking for a consultation, basically. I'm not just going to meet with you for nothing. You know, I mean, I got things to do. And he said, yeah, okay. I said, all right. Now, he was a nice guy, but there was a few things that I noticed, okay? He kept telling me how his old girl that he had been a model. She lived in New York. He lived in New York. He never really felt like he fit in with her and her friends. She was a model. She was hot. Blah, blah, blah. They broke up. I don't know. I don't remember if he dumped her, she dumped her. I think it was she dumped him. Anyway, he comes to Thailand. Now, he's got money. Suppose that you would think he's a good catch. That's basically the long and short of it. He said, I would say if I was, you know, going to rate him as a on his looks, he said he's a decent looking guy. I mean, you know, nobody's going to say he's ugly. Unless they're trying to be hurtful, but, you know, he's fine, you know, I mean, like, girls are not going to be going, ew. So, you know, he has that going for him, but he's a little guy, he's not all that big, and, he's a little, I would say he's a little on the desperate side, and he kept asking me all these questions about women and this and that, and I'm like, dude, why don't you just work, have a good time, go out, and stop worrying about if you find the girl of your dreams, find the girlfriend. Because what you're saying is that things aren't good the way that you are now. I mean, learn to love yourself when you're alone. And let me tell you something. I hated being alone sometimes. I was always constantly thinking, I need to get some pussy. I need to get laid. When's the next time I'm getting laid, man? You know, do I got some girl I can call up and just, you know, friends with benefits? I mean, sometimes I did, sometimes I didn't. But, you know, when you're saying, oh, I wish I could have a girl. Why can't I have a girlfriend? Why can't I find somebody? Well, what you're saying is that the way that your life is right now is not good enough. In essence, that's what you're saying. So I told him, I said, listen, dude, go out. You know, he says he's getting laid. He has girls, but they're all, you know, they all have some agenda. Now, this is no different than, say, back in the United States. Or in Europe. People have agendas when they hook up with other people. Sometimes, you know, they like the guy because he's got big money or he drives a Porsche. Sometimes they like him because he's got a huge cock. Sometimes they like him because he's generous or he's sweet or he's super handsome or they like his abs or whatever it is. So, you know, whatever. I mean, chicks have an agenda. I'm like, hey, listen, so take your time. And I told him, I said, you know, he had said to me that he wanted to move to Pattaya. I said, don't move to Pattaya if you're looking for a girl. That's the worst place to go. So what does he do? He goes there anyway. I told him, learn how to speak Thai. He didn't really want to. Now, he may have picked up a few words. I really don't know. But I don't think so. So what does he do? He gets pissed off from living in Pattaya, and he decides to move to Chiang Mai. Okay, whatever. Moves to Chiang Mai. Now, supposedly he's getting laid, but the girls are not up to his expectations. You know, they're asking for money, or they're not who they say they are, or whatever it is. And I'm like, okay, so, you know, you're the one choosing these girls. He's meeting most of them online, which I said, that's a mistake. But okay, whatever. If you want to just get laid, don't lower your expectations. have sex with her, go out and have a good time, and stop thinking, she's going to be my next girlfriend. When am I going to get married to her? I want a girl, like, you know, at my house that's going to pick up my clothes and, fuck me, cook my dinner. See, I don't need a woman for any of that shit. You know, because I was alone. I dated. I had girlfriends. But I didn't have a problem. I mean, I did have a problem being alone in the beginning. I didn't want to be alone. But then I started learning, hey, you know what? It ain't all that bad. Screw wherever you want. You can go out whenever you want. You don't have any hassles. And until you find a woman who doesn't have any problem with you going out somewhere, you know, then what's the point of getting involved? I mean, you know, like some people will say, oh, when you get married, it's like you're locked up to jail sentence. Not if you marry the right person. If you marry the right person, you go do what you want to do. And as long as you spend ample time with them and together and as a family, usually that's fine. At least that's in my case and with her too. Sometimes she's got to go down to Chinatown and go buy some material that she needs for something that she does. And, you know, I'm like, you want me to go? Yeah, you want to go? I'm like, not really. Okay. Fine. Sometimes I go, yeah, okay, I'll go. We'll go have dinner. We'll go have lunch or something. So anyway, I got the feeling that this guy was a little bit desperate and a little bit angry, a little frustrated, and he had some built-up anger because he hasn't been able to find the right chick. So he, for some reason, he thinks that I said that Thai women are better than Western women, which is not true, because I would never say one nationality or one race of women is better than another, because I think it really depends on the individual and the person that is trying to get in the relationship with them. So he wrote me this email, and it says, uncovering the true personality of a Thai girl. And then he wrote me, Scott, I dare you to defend your point. Thai women are better than Western. How about you make a video about it? Now, I'm not going to put this video on YouTube. I don't want to. I don't give a shit about it. And frankly, the only reason I'm doing this is to show you people what kind of guys there are out there and their mentality. And then maybe you'll get an idea why, like, a guy like this, maybe he had good relationships with Western women, but I don't think he did. I think aside from his girlfriend, who dumped him, he probably has a lot of relationship issues. And it's because of his mentality, his attitude about women in general. Now, I know women can be a huge pain in the ass. They're a bunch of lying, conniving cunts sometimes. And I know they're not perfect. But guess what? Men are too. So it goes to, it goes, you know, there is the, what's the phrase I'm looking for? You know, there's a circle around you. There's an aura. And if you give off the aura that you're the kind of guy who's banging everything that moves, most likely you're going to attract women, you're not going to attract women who are after one guy. You're going to attract women that they want to just be one of the girls. And if they stick around, you know that. They just want to be one of the girls that's, you know, one of your girls. But if the girl goes, hey, listen, you know, this ain't my thing. You know, you got a bunch of other girls. You better figure out which one you want, because if you don't want me, I'm not going to stick around. I mean, there are women that are going to say that. So anyway. You know, he has some character flaws. That's what I'll say. Nice guy. Now, after our first meeting, he said to me, he really started coming off, he sent me a couple emails, really started coming off as extremely desperate. And I got pissed because I had told him, stop with the desperation, stop with all this, you know, when am I going to have a girlfriend? And there are several guys that I've known and that I know who have been like this. What do you think? What should I do? You're going to have to make a choice and stand by your choice. And then if you don't like the choice, go ahead and see what it's like on the other side. Simple as that. So anyway, He said to me when he started getting like that, to the point where I got a couple messages from, what do you think? What should I do? I don't know. This one did that. This one did this. And I'm like, Jesus fucking Christ, man. And I'm fucking 50 whatever I was, 52, 53 years old. I'm like, am I dealing with a little fucking kid here? I'm like, grow up and be a fucking man. You're the one putting up with this shit. Why would you put up with it? Fucking tell him to hit the fucking road. Ignore him. Get rid of him. Fuck him and leave him. Simple. So I try to tell him that. And he keeps, he's fucking whining. So finally I say, listen, dude. If you ain't happy with the girls, jerk off. Simple. Jerk off. Get your nut so you get the edge off. Then you go out and you don't give a shit if you get laid or not. At least jerk off a couple times if you have to. Then you go out and, you do your thing. And if you don't get laid, you don't get laid. You don't make such a big deal about it. You cannot make them a priority in your life. Because if it's going to happen, it's going to happen. Okay? So he took offense at that. That I told, fuck, you think I'm stupid? I said, fuck me. Really? I don't know. Well, I think you're a bit of an idiot. I told him, I think you're a bit of a fucking idiot. And he started saying some things about me, and I said, listen, I don't give a fuck what you say about me. It makes no difference to me. You can think whatever you want, I don't give a fuck. Because my life is the way it is, because I set it up that way. I have a marriage that's been around for quite, we've been together for quite some time, and I'd say 99% of the time, we're very happy. And it's not luck. It's not luck. Maybe some of it was luck, but the majority of it's not luck. I knew what I wanted. I knew what I'd accept. I knew what I wasn't going to fucking put up with. I knew what kind of woman I wanted. I didn't want some mouthy, loud-ass bitch who's going out drinking all the time and who's fucking all kinds of guys. If I wanted a chick like that, what the fuck would I make her my wife for? I'd just fuck her. You know what I'm saying? So, anyway, he apologizes to me. So, now we're to the letter. He sent me a letter. And I must say that I have been getting several messages from people, men, and I believe it's him. I believe that it is him. Now, it might not be, but the messages all have to do with, you think you're so much better than everybody, what do you do? He doesn't know that a lot of times I am out taking photos, and I'm trying to make money from them. I'm trying to sell the photos. He doesn't know that, I've written 2 books, and I'm writing a 3rd one. He doesn't know that I have money coming in from an investment, and, I've earned everything I have. And I'm not going to feel like, I should apologize for how I live and or let anybody berate me for the way that I live. So I was going to answer the one particular guy that I think is this guy, and I decided, I'm not going to waste my fucking time. I don't owe anybody an explanation. So being that I have met this guy before, and he wrote this letter, and I looked at the letter, and I said, he's not really being aggressive with me. He's just daring me to defend a point. Now, I never made that point. I never made the statement, and I never will, that Thai women or any other woman is better than another nationality or race. I don't believe that. I believe, you could meet some chick and you would think you'd never be with her. She could be from fucking Namibia, I don't know, or Croatia. And you guys are as different as night and day, but for some reason you click and boom, the next thing you know, you're involved with one another. That doesn't mean that you couldn't get involved with a Thai woman. Now, the Thai woman may have certain attributes that, say, a Brazilian woman doesn't have, or that a Guyanese woman doesn't have, or whatever it might be. But that doesn't necessarily make them better. They might be better, but I'm never going to generalize like that. So, he wrote me, I dare you to defend your point, Thai women are better than Western. How about you make a video about it? After being with so many Thai girls in the past 2 years, these are some of the personality traits that I've been seeing that run through the good girls and bad girls. Money hunger. So he's saying that all women, Thai women, are money hungry. Lazy. Laziness. That's one of their attributes. The Thai women are lazy. Poor money management. Manipulation, rage, physical abuse, lies, shallowness, cheating, the whole loss of face thing and drama. And also, they don't give a shit about anything that is non-Thai. They will play the part of a submissive and servant girl only if you pay them really well. I don't know why you once said that Thai girls are better than Western girls. Well, if he pulled his head out of his ass, he would know that's not what I said. I have a hard time believing that your wife does not have at least some of the personality traits I had mentioned, or she must be a saint and they don't make those anymore. You see, he's already come to the conclusion that Thai women are a certain way. Now, you know, if I did look at this list and think, hey, does my wife have any of these attributes? And, you know, no. For the most part, no, she doesn't. And I'll get into that in a minute. So she writes, he writes, the good girl's wives are costing more money than whores and do less for you. Really? Why don't you find a woman who works? Why don't you find a woman who has money? Do you ever think about that? How fucking difficult is that? Can you defend your point? How about you make a video about this? Now, like I said, I'm not going to make a fucking YouTube video about this. This video is never going on YouTube. And frankly, I really don't give a fuck what the guy says, because my first inclination was to just rip into this guy. But then I realized that maybe there is a part of him that just doesn't fucking get it. And I figure, you know what? I'm going to use him as an example for people to see, so that maybe they can learn from this. Because I think he's pretty far off in some ways. So let me just write what I wrote to him. Let me read what I wrote to him. Thai women may be better for some guys, but this doesn't mean they're better than Western women or vice versa. What I have said many times was that I don't believe Western women are nearly as bad as some men make them out to be. In fact, what I say is that I think that a lot of the guys who are bitching and moaning and all this MGTOW shit, it's because they're not good enough, and the women are going, what the fuck do I want to be with this guy for? What am I going to let this guy fuck me all the time for when he's a loser? Or he's a piece of shit. All he wants to do is fuck me. He doesn't want to, you know, he doesn't want the same things that she does. And that's what I mean. It's, you know, I believe that there are a lot of Western women out there. They got their, you know, they got their self-entitlement issues or their holier-than-now issues or whatever it might be. They're issues. So do the men, though. I mean, that goes without saying. I also said that Thai women have a demeanor that works better with my own personality. I find Filipinos, for example, irritating, and their personalities grate on my nerves. They're too clingy for me. I just don't like the whole, you know, propensity to, let's get married, that kind of shit. I can't take that, man. You know, I can't take that pressure and that constantly wanting to know everything that you're doing every second of every day. And I also wrote that some Isan chicks irritate me as well, because you know what? I don't want to live like an Isan farmer. I don't want to live like that. I want to live as in a mixture of a Thai and Western society. That's kind of how I want to live. And I have that. At least in my house, I have that. And I like that. Okay. So here's what I wrote that I really think is actually pretty telling of the guy, and it says everything. You choose who you go out with just like anywhere else in the world. If you are choosing losers with all the attributes on your list, some of the onus is on you. It still doesn't mean the entire populace has these attributes. I mean, he's saying all these things. I know Thai women, they wouldn't fucking fuck around on their boyfriend if you paid them fucking 100,000 baht. You know, I know it might be hard to believe. Poor money management. I know women out there, they got fucking far more money than I do will ever have. Some of them are filthy fucking rich. Some of them are extremely intelligent with their money. So he's not meeting the right women. Physical abuse, rage, that shit don't fly in my family, because, and my wife knows this, and I've told her this, you know, right from the get-go. I said, don't ever lay your hands on me. We can't have this kind of horse shit because, you know, I'll pick you up and throw you on your fucking head. I mean, I'm not going to put up with somebody putting their hands on me in a physical way trying to harm me. All right? And you know, I refuse to be in that kind of relationship. Lies, cheating, one time and that's it. I mean, you know, people fib sometimes. They stretch the truth a little. You know, an innocent lie. Okay, that may happen sometimes. I don't know. I can't remember any time finding out about it. So either she's really, really good at it or I just am blind. Or maybe it's never happened. But that's not good. Lies and cheating. And shallow. One thing, my wife is not as shallow. You know, she's very hardworking and definitely not shallow. Drama. Her and I have... Now, in the beginning of our relationship, we did have some drama because she was very young when I met her. I mean, what was she, like 20, 21 when I met her? And I was, you know, 14 years older than her. And I didn't want to put up with any shit then. And sometimes she would, you know, she'd get a little crazy with some stuff. You know, like things like hanging up the phone on me and that kind of stuff. And I'd be like, hey, grow the fuck up. And that was the kind of drama. I figured, you know what, she's going to mature. And she did. You know, she learned eventually, you know, that doesn't do anything for us. Is it good for our relationship? No, it's not. Manipulation, I don't have any problem with that shit. And a guy who lets a woman manipulate them knowingly, like he knows she's trying to manipulate him. Oh, but I don't want to give up the pussy. It's too good. You're a fucking idiot. Go jerk off and, you know, you'll feel better and then get the fuck away from the chick. I don't know how good this sex is. Jesus Christ, man. Don't give a shit about anything that is non-tie. Okay, so, you know, like I said, have said many times, you know, one thing about my wife is she has a job. And she works for a multinational company. And she travels abroad sometimes. And she travels with me abroad sometimes. And I would say that most women who are fairly intelligent or who start to become a little westernized and they understand about the West, they know what their country is. They know that they have some fantastic things in their country. There are some great aspects of Thailand, and they know that, but they also know that there are some aspects of the country that are just complete shit. And she knows this. So she definitely doesn't only care about Thai things. She's not submissive. She will serve me, at least sometimes. Not always, but sometimes. And, you know, she does it, you know, I don't expect her to do it, but sometimes she does it like, you know, if she's in a position where she can do it. She's running around cooking stuff. She may not, you know, serve me right away. So I might just, you know, throw the shit on my plate, you know, before she has a chance to do it. Okay, so now... The good girl's wives are costing more money than whores. Now, let me go on here. Do you really think I'd put up with the shit on your list and stay married? I mean, really? What guy would stay married for 20 years with those attributes, their wife having those attributes? Because those are some pretty bad attributes. And some Thai women have them, but so do some Western women, so do European women or whatever, you know. I mean, women have those attributes, so do guys. You think guys don't lie and cheat? What sort of pussy do you think I am? Seriously, I wouldn't have any problem throwing a woman out on her head if she tried to get physical with me. Lying, cheating, etc. One time only. They don't get a second chance. You cheat on me, forget about it. I'm the kind of guy who I'll be thinking, this fucking chick took another dude's load on her fucking lips, or she fucking was sucking his cock, and now she's coming back to me crying because she wants me. Should have thought about that before you put that cock in your ass or in your mouth or wherever it's going. I mean, that's just the way I think, and you know, I don't make exceptions for that shit. Okay, drama. I'm 55 years old. I'm almost 55. And she's 40. We've been together for 20 years. We have teenage sons. And despite what you might think, we are both mellow, especially her. There is now zero drama aside from her telling me about her stressful day at work. You know, she'll come home. Oh, this person did that. They did this. I can't stand it. Oh, blah, blah. And I'm like, ah, shit. Fucking, you know, relax. I'll have a glass of wine. Again, think about it. Do you really think I would accept that shit in my life? Some guys here will. Most are desperate and foolish. Or they get caught when they're vulnerable. That happens to some guys. They get caught. They're in a vulnerable state. Maybe they got dumped. They're lonely. You know, they ran out of money. They're just now getting back on their feet. And all of a sudden, some girl comes along and they're like, oh, God, everything's going to be okay. Unless I'm away or she's at work, we're together most of the time or without our kids, with or without our kids. Sometimes she's upstairs and I'm downstairs or vice versa. Sometimes we're both shopping in several places, separate places in the mall, but most of the time we're together. I mean, you know, she might be downstairs doing something, but I know I can feel her presence in the house. I know she's here and vice versa. And we don't have to be laying next to each other every second or anything like that. But we're around each other the majority of the time. And she would rather spend time with me and the kids than, say, go out with her girlfriend. And I can't remember. I mean, anytime she goes out now, it's a work, it's a work-related thing. And, you know, she's always forever sending photos of stuff that she's doing with her friends and, you know, where she's having dinner. She'll tell me about where she had dinner. You know, so, I mean, like, listen, if you can't trust a chick, then don't be with her. I mean, it's that simple. And, you know, if she fucks around on me, she fucks around on me. She's taking fucking history. I mean, that's the way it works, and she knows that. And she's told me that now. You know, in the earlier days, it was a little easier. But nowadays, she's changed her attitude, and it's like, you know, there is not going to be any of that. Let's see here. Her money is my money. You know, she makes a pretty good living. I mean, you know, for a Thai chick, she earns a good salary, and I'm thankful for that because it definitely helps. You know, I used to be the sole breadwinner, and I used to make a pretty good salary, and you know, more than enough to live very, very comfortably here, and I don't anymore. But together, we are comfortable. Her money's her money. My money is my money. We have money set aside for emergencies and for our long-term planning, like for land in the United States. I don't give her any money every month or anything like that. All I do is we have certain things that we agreed to pay for. You know, I pay for the rent. She pays for the medical insurance. And maybe she helps with the kids for something, and I help with the kids for something else. And, you know, I pay the electricity, she pays for this, and it's very fair, okay? And she's not the kind of person that's going to be like, you didn't pay this, what the fuck, I want my money, you know, it's none of that shit. I didn't pay any SinSod, she didn't want any. She was the one who said she didn't want any. Her sister wanted her to pay, wanted me to pay SinSod. She told her sister to shut the fuck up, that, you know, it was up to her and her mother, not her sister. So, you know, I'm grateful for that. I mean, you know, there are a few instances when I think that if, you know, you're asked to pay SinSod, you should. But in many cases, I think it's just a fucking scam. It's a ploy. You know, the chick's got three kids and, you know, she's been married twice and she's asking you for SinSod. You might as well flip her off and tell her goodbye. Now, the only time that she did ever get some kind of a stipend was when both of my sons, Alex and Nicholas, when they were very young, when they were first born, she had said to me, hey, you know, I really would like to get my career going. I want to start doing something. I got a degree. I want to, you know. And I said, no, you know what? I think you need to spend at least 5 or 6 years of their lives, the first 5 or 6 years of their lives with them and not work. So what I would do is I would give her, at the time, it was anywhere from like $10,000 to $15,000, depending on how much money I had, that I gave to her for spending money. So she had $10,000 to $15,000 bought a month for spending money, and she got another $50,000 to pay our bills. She was the one who paid the rent and the electricity and everything else. She paid all those bills. She knew how much she could spend every week for groceries. And so we had a budget, and that was for her to take care of a certain set of bills, and then I took care of the rest of them. But I gave her that money. But so, you know, I gave her $10,000, $15,000, and if she ever needed anything, you know, most of the time, you know, she wasn't going to say, you know, listen, I want to go and buy this $150,000 baht stereo. Why won't you give me the money? It was none of that bullshit, okay? In her family, she has one brother. She has two sisters, but they don't really talk very often. She has one brother that she talks to fairly often. And besides me and Alex and Nicholas, she has my mother, my father, and her sister. And we are her family. And, you know, she spent time with them here in Thailand and in the United States. So they know her very, very well. She knows them very well. We all talk on the telephone like once a week. We're a very close family, and I wouldn't have it any other way, because I wouldn't get married to a chick and I'm like going, I don't even feel like we're a family. We're not even close, you know. And so then I said to him, as far as a video, it isn't ever going to happen now, or it isn't going to happen now or ever. Dealing with this sort of relationship nonsense has grown stale, and I am apathetic. I've been living here for nearly half my life. In a few more years, it'll be like half my life. And I've been happily married for a long time. So this is a success in my book. Not everybody can have that. And, you know, hey, I could have been on the other side. Maybe I could be somebody who got jerked around, but I'm not. YouTube, believe it or not, is last on my list for what is important and what I'm doing with my life. Because, you know, I've kind of fallen off the track. The truth is that... you know, before I started doing YouTube, before I started doing YouTube, I worked as a photojournalist and I worked in boxing. And I liked what I did. And I was starting to make a name for myself. And when I started doing YouTube, I thought, hey, I'm starting to make a name for myself in YouTube. I'll just keep doing it. And I have basically stopped doing anything to do with photojournalism. I mean, you know, I still take photos and I try to sell them to magazines and stuff like that. But, you know, I don't actively go out all the time working on projects. And that's my mistake, because I figured, oh, well, you know, I'm doing the YouTube and I'm writing books. This is one of the things, and I've been talking about it, is that there are things that are happening. I'm changing the YouTube channel a little bit. It's going to be geared more towards things. You know, there might be questions like the one I'm doing right now, not this one per se, but you know, good questions, good solid questions that I answer once in a while. But for the most part, it's going to be travel stuff about Thailand, and photography stuff. It's going to change. I mean, you know, you're still going to get a lot of good information. It's just going to be a little bit different genre. I mean, you know, women are only one part of the Thailand equation. And I think if you focus too much on them, and I think this guy is focused too much on them, you get yourself into trouble. And I really believe that this guy is, for whatever reason, he is very angry that he hasn't been able to find a woman. He'll look at a guy like me and go, oh, this guy's an old guy and he's got a chick and he's happy. And, you know, I'm a young, fucking handsome dude. I'm in fairly good shape and I can't find a goddamn woman that doesn't want me for my money. You know, I don't know what to tell you. So here's what I wrote, though. I've been living here for nearly... I wanted to finish what I wrote. This is a success in my book. I have far better things to do than make chowderhead videos, which is why I stopped making them. And, you know, I think about making those videos now and the fucking questions I got, and it makes me sick. Makes me fucking... I'm disgusted with some of the men who wrote me, because they're such pussies. What has come of these people? You know, and the other day I got a message from another guy who's bitching and moaning because I'm saying, listen, I think more Thais should focus on speaking English. I think it's important for them. Oh, my God, who are you to say that? It's like I hurt the guy's fucking feelings. These fucking social justice warrior, snowflake fucking pussies who can't handle it when you say something. Oh, I'm offended. Fuck off. I don't care if you're offended. I don't give a fuck if I offend you. I hope I offend you, because you ain't going to do shit about it. You know, I see this shit sometimes and I just go, what the fuck is going on with these people? Jesus Christ. Okay. I have far better things to do than make chowderhead videos, which is why I stopped making them. I don't know about you, but I have a full, happy life with very few worries or complaints. You can believe whatever you want. I really don't give a fuck because it makes no difference to my life. I have no reason to lie or exaggerate, though, nor do I think I am the only foreigner who is happily married to a Thai. And there was one other thing that I thought that I wrote him, or maybe I answered in one of the YouTube comments to him. I missed the paragraph here. When I said, you choose who you go out with just like anywhere in the world. If you're choosing losers with all the attributes on your list, some of the onus is on you. It still doesn't mean the entire populace has these attributes. Perhaps you should start out with the attitude that you aren't paying anything unless you know, hey, I'm with a whore. You're at a whorehouse. You're in a go-go bar or something. Then you know you got to pay. But start out. And even, you know, I mean, like, I used to go out and play pool on Soy 7. I used to go to other places around town and Hard Rock Cafe, you know. And I would never mention money. And there were times the chicks would just, they just bone me. And I was like, all right, cool. And then after I boned them a couple times, I'd say, hey, you know, there was one in particular. She was fine as shit. I said, why is it, I know you work. Why don't you ask me for money? She's like, you want me to start asking you? I'm like, no. She's like, all right, then don't worry about it. I'm like, okay, no problem. Maybe it's because I treat her like she was decent. I don't know. But the point is, start out with the attitude that you're not paying anything unless you're with a whore. I have a buddy. I have several buddies, actually, who they use Line and Tinder, and they bang these chicks all the time, and they never say anything about money to them, and they never get asked for money. Sometimes they see the girl again. Sometimes they never see him again. Let's see. Unless the chick is a whore, paying for her time or to fuck her is not done. So time being spent with a chick like this is a waste. So, you know, if you meet some girl and you're going out with her, and, you know, if you say to yourself, hey, listen, I really want to bang this chick. And then she goes, yeah, you know, I want some money. Well, you know, understand, well, I'm paying her money. This is how she is. You know, she's a hoe. Okay? Yeah, more power to her, whatever. But she's a hoe. So if you want that, then proceed. Pay the money. Stop fucking whining. She ain't never going to be wife material, probably. She might not be. Or some guy might come along that's willing to pay more, and you might be sitting there with your dick in your hand. It's the way I look at it, you know? So anyway, that's about all I got. It's starting to get a little redundant here. So until next time, I'm Scott. I'm an American in Bangkok. Choke me, Latin jerk.
Don't you know which clothes even fit me? Come on and let me know. Should I cool it or should I blow?